What am I on? Day six, I suppose. I've missed one. 'Cause Sunday. They could give you a lot of excuses, but to be honest, I just didn't really feel like doing it. On the latest podcast, I kind of explained to Tommy the difficulties I've been having with it, and that I found a newish kind of translation of the words. Because there's a bit at the end where you're like the thing in front of me, the thing beside me. So I found a good translation, which can we read it for you? A good translation that says, just looking for my notes. Before me spell. So it was. So before me lungas, behind me teletar chai. So I mean, stuff like that just doesn't really work for me. But this one's better. Before me spells, behind me the mysteries, on my right the constraints, on my left the spirits, demons. For about me blazes the fourfold star, or the four-sided pentagon, that's what a pentagon you could say. And in the stone, in the pillar, the star of six is fixed. So that's just something that works much better for me. So I did it today for the first time, and even though it's been working and I've been having events, I suppose would be the best way of working with them. I think it's the intent that has given results, you know. But today I felt something much better in it. Felt a clicking a bit more because I had these better kind of translation, you know. And I wanted to do. I planned to invoke HTA, maybe do a tarot reading. But then I got an idea then that I'd do the beloved practice from Magia. And there's two parts to that. First, you start with my divine self. I offer you my momentary fate and place my eternal destiny in your hands. And you do that for the first part of meditation. And the second part, you change it to heart of my heart. Heart of my heart, because, and then with the rest of it as well, I offer you my momentary fate. And what's that? And give my eternal, and put my internal destiny in your hands. So it's coming to terms with how the divine self is within all of us, but also outside. And by seeking it outside, you find it on the inside, you know. And I've always kind of associated with the HTA. So I was doing the meditation, and towards the end of it, I had a feeling that father of my friend, who died not so long ago, within the last 2 years, he popped up. It freaked me out a bit, and I didn't know what to do. I said, like, because I've had visions of dead relatives before, and so I went back to the mantra and repeated that, trying to kind of calm myself down. I could feel my heart racing a bit. And then I said hello to him, and I says, is there anything you want me to say to your son, or do you want to say to me? And he told me something that was very nice. He told me to get back in touch with him, because I haven't been. We are really good friends, but we're not in touch as much anymore. Children, stuff like that. And it works both ways, it's not all on me. But, yeah. Told me to get back in touch with him, he misses me. And, that was about it, really. I asked him, what's it like over there? He says, great, you'll love it. The last time I saw him alive, he was over in our house, and I had some of this cabbage schnapps. It's actually turnip schnapps, but we call it cabbage schnapps from Austria. And everyone hates this stuff. It's disgusting. People drink it in Austria to put off having a bad stomach after a nice drinking. It's very good for your stomach. And fermented cabbage is very good for your stomach. That's why sauerkraut is often served with like heavy meats and all. Because it's good for your belly, the sauerkraut and fermented cabbage and stuff like that. But he loved this stuff. He loved it. The only other person in the world I know who likes it is my brother. But anyway, Yeah, I asked him, did I have any cabbage snaps? And he said something that would have much better stuff than that. He said, you'll love it here. And I said, well, I hope I'm not coming there anytime soon. And he said, no, don't worry. And then I asked him, is there anything else you'd like me to say to him, his son? And he said, no, that's it. And so, very, very strange event to happen. Yeah, as I say, this has gone 14-14. Synchronicity all over the place, huh? So I will. I'm gonna text him. Text this young lad right now. Get back in touch, and yeah, get that friendship back on the road, huh? Oh. Very strange. I got really emotional after it. I felt like I was gonna cry. And so I didn't. I took some of Alan Chapman's advice. I felt like praying, so I took some of his advice and looked and started saying the Our Father. Something bothers me about the Our Father, and that I think that it's probably been translated wrong somewhere along the way. So I looked up a direct translation from Jesus' language Aramaic to modern English. It's pretty cool, actually. It's much more mystical than the Our Father that we all would have learned going to Mass and that. So yeah, I looked it up, started saying that, and got back into saying the Beloved mantra as well. And yeah, I just came back out of it then, and looked up some more articles on the Aramaic stuff, and that was it. A bizarre experience, but something I have to believe in. I was there, like, felt very real. He looked younger as well. But he was, wasn't like he was in the room with me or anything like that. He was above and to my right, and kind of like I could only see him through like a hole, like a tear in the fucking time space fabric, if I want to put it that way. It's the only way I can put it, really. So the same as that, the vision I had before of dead relatives. It was through a kind of peek in the hole, peek through the hole. Does that make sense? So yeah, the last time it happened, I could see they were just kind of looking down at me, and what I read from that was that there's people looking out for you. But I never had anything like this before. So yeah, honour his wishes and say hello. Cheerio.